USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister responding to a tweet from President Trump saying his country is not impressed with Trump's threats. Trump having warned Iran in a tweet early yesterday not to threaten the United States or it will suffer consequences, in his words, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Now Iran's foreign minister tweets, quote, color us unimpressed, and finishing his tweet with a message for the U.S. to be cautious. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
This morning, President Trump's on Twitter defending his trade policies, saying either countries give the U.S. fair trade deals or they're going to get hit with tariffs. It's as simple as that, he says. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Tragedy in Greece, where at least 60 people are dead as wildfires are sweeping through a tourist region not far from Athens. It's the worst such disaster in Greece in more than a decade. U.S. House Democrats continue to slam President Trump over the Helsinki summit with Russia's president. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
President Trump's war of words with Congressman Adam Schiff continues. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee announcing Monday that his party has introduced a resolution in the House condemning what they call Trump's failure to stand up to Vladimir Putin over Russia's election hacking.
The policy that led us to fight two world wars, to make the world safe for democracy, to defeat authoritarianism and fascism, is being challenged by this new direction, this destructive direction by Donald Trump.
The resolution is non-binding. It's not expected to come up to a vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The White House claims that six former intelligence officials from the Obama era have been politicizing their security clearances, and in some cases making money off them. That's why the president is reportedly considering revoking those security clearances. For John Brennan, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and others, Democrats claim the president is simply doling out retribution on people who have criticized his policies, especially when it comes to Russia. However, U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky supports the president's consideration of revoking security clearances.
Most Democrats in Congress were for engagement with Russia under President Obama. Now, to a person, they act as if you're anything short of wanting war with Russia, that you're not doing enough.
He was speaking on Fox News. Severe weather impacting millions of Americans. In the east, it's heavy rains and continued flooding. And out west, especially in Southern California and Arizona, it's broiling heat. Phoenix could hit 117 degrees today. And President Trump in Kansas City, where he's addressing the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention, and then he'll attend a luncheon fundraiser for Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's challenging Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill this November. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.